SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
आज हमारे साथ जुड़ रही हैं समांथा टैलकोला, जो कि लंडन डेरी न्यू साउथ वेल्स से लिबरल पार्टी की प्रत्याशी हैं। और न्यू साउथ वेल्स में चुनाव होने जा रहे हैं, 25 तारीख को वोट पड़ेंगे, 17 तारीख से अर्ली वोटिंग यानी 17th से अर्ली वोटिंग शुरू हो रही है। और ऐसे में समांथा हमारे साथ जुड़ रही हैं ये बताने के लिए कि ऐसा क्या है ये चुनाव लड़ने की प्रेरणा देता है। समांथा दक्षिण भारत से आती हैं और आज हमें ये बता रही हैं कि क्यों जरूरी है प्रवासियों का राजनीति में आना। समांथा, आपका SBS हिंदी में बहुत बहुत स्वागत है।
थैंक यू विशाली।
समांथा, हम आपसे सबसे पहले तो ये पूछेंगे कि आप ऑस्ट्रेलिया आए कैसे थे?
ओके, दैट्स द लॉन्ग स्टोरी बट आई विल ट्राई एंड शॉर्टन। दिस इज मी, आई अराइव्ड इन सिडनी 15 साल पहले, एंड दिस इज व्हेन आई वाज 18. After finishing my high school, I expressed my interest, meri nani ko, like I grew up with my grandmother for a bit. So I asked my nan, I've expressed my interest that I want to go for further education, have an independent life and have my own life. And this is, we are talking, Rishali, this is in pre-smartphone era, 15 years ago. the times were very different. So when I've expressed for them, it's all about the savings for women, whatever the middle class Indian family. It's all about using all the money to dowry, you know, and you know, you that is a better security and the future of the women, Indian women. Where I grew up. So but when I expressed, they said, no, you're not doing that. No one has done that. Just finish your study, get married, and go. If that's, you know, that's what you want to do. So I had a bit of a fight. In fact, I had all the schemes to get them signed passport, telling them I'm going on an industrial tour to somewhere in Bangalore from college. And I got them signed passport. I did all my IELTS and everything in secrecy. and I pretty much turned 18. And I knew that when I turned 18, I can use my FD. I had that sense at that time. So I've used my FD, I paid for university here, the college here, and the via DD, and then told them that I'm leaving. And that was a big shock to the family, and sort of they were a bit not happy with the decision which I took, and they have chosen not to speak to me for quite a long time. Not in a very happy terms. So that's my arrival in Sydney as an 18-year-old to pursue my education. And there was, when I arrived here, there wasn't a lot of Indian single women who were here to study as well. So it was hard for me to relate to, you know, a lot of people, and slowly again, the whole integration process. There's a good journey, there's a bad journey, there's a learning, a lot of things, and there's a pleasant experiences, unpleasant. And there was a whole lot, you know, of learning that took in this 15 years of my journey here.
And Samantha, wahan se shuru karke, jahan lad jhagad ke ऑस्ट्रेलिया आई, उसके बाद आज आप एक सिंगल मदर हैं, दो बच्चों को संभाल रही हैं और लिबरल पार्टी से खड़ी हैं। 33 साल की उम्र में आपने ये अचीव कर लिया है, कैसा लग रहा है?
It's huge. It's a huge journey, but again, it has been a very organic journey. I've always been that you know, break the norm. I think I've continued that trend along the way. I haven't stopped it.
तो समांथा, लंडन डेरी एक ऐसी जगह है जहाँ करीब 4,000 से कुछ ही ज्यादा लोग रहते हैं और वहाँ 34 भाषाएं बोली जाती हैं। उस एक कॉन्स्टिट्यूएंसी में यू आर डीलिंग विद 34 लैंग्वेजेस, सो दैट कॉल्स फॉर द डाइवर्सिटी ऑफ ऑस्ट्रेलिया बीइंग रिप्रेजेंटेड। हिंदुस्तानी समुदाय की बात करें तो टॉप 10 अगर हम भाषाएं देख रहे हैं तो उसमें 4 हिंदुस्तानी भाषाएं बोली जा रही हैं। Which is to say, आप एक बहुत डाइवर्स कम्युनिटी से डील कर रही हैं, ऐसे में बहुत सारे ऐसे मुद्दे हैं जिन जो आपके सामने रहेंगे, तो कौन से ऐसे मुद्दे हैं जिनको आप वरीयता दे रही हैं, आप सबसे ज्यादा प्राथमिकता दे रही हैं?
Yes. This is a diverse community, and that's one of the reasons when I stood up and to represent this growing community and the diverse community here. I'll give one mainly in Londonderry, we have a lot of young families. When you look at the suburbs, like whether it's Caddons or Jordan Springs or high density area, Marsden Park. There are all young families and young migrants who build their homes after coming here, staying here for years and years. They buy their home. They, you know, it's about all the aspirational migrants, young families. That's, you know, mainly my electorate in diverse communities. And in this particular growing communities, I am passionate about the infrastructure needs being met for the growing communities. I'll give you one example of it. A lot of Indian subcontinent, coming from Vaishali, you're also Indian subcontinent. One of the sports we play is badminton. Not a lot of Australians play this sport. And Indian community has been asking for a badminton court for a very long time in this area. And I have addressed this a couple of times as well. And that's when we made an announcement about the multi-sport arena in Glenmore Meadows, which consists of multi-courts in there, and it has a badminton. And that brought that happiness to me to go back to the community and say, these are the diverse needs to these growing communities that needs to be met, whether it's the celebrating the cultural events or whether these are the needs that needs to be represented. And because that sense of community, that sense of thing is it's mental health, it's well-being of the community as well.
ये तो एक हिस्सा हुआ. दूसरा ये भी है कि जिन समुदायों से, जिन कम्युनिटीज से आप डील करेंगी, उनमें विमेन इश्यूज बहुत सारे हैं. एंड दे आर डाइवर्स इश्यूज. इनफैक्ट इंडियन कम्युनिटीज में भी अगर हम देखें तो महिलाओं के जो मुद्दे हैं, जो इश्यूज हैं, वो काफी अलग हैं फ्रॉम दी अदर कम्युनिटीज. हाउ आर यू प्लानिंग टू डील विद दोज इश्यूज at the risk of bringing in your personal experiences also, you know, you have had a sort of journey as a single mother, as an Indian woman. So how do you think your personal experiences can basically contribute to making it better for the women?
Support women's support is very close to my heart, Rishali, this issue, because in fact, I've lost my mother to mental health and domestic violence at the age of 13. And that's been actually my biggest drive when I'm actually wanting an independent life as well. And I have firsthand experience in that space, losing my mother like to that. I have firsthand experience, and that's been my passion when I was, I came here to study business management. For me to move into the community, there are certain factors and lived experiences I've had that made me passionate to moving towards the communities. And that's why I end up studying the community services, and I've finished my qualification in counseling and all that, and working with the women. And that is a very close topic to my heart. And in fact, I must say, there's a boost for multicultural domestic support groups by Liberals and National Government. And multicultural groups will receive an extra $2 million funding as a part of the record investment by the Liberals and National Government to address the domestic and sexual violence. And also, I'm proud to say this, it's all about protecting our New South Wales people, women and families. And we have delivered that commitment by criminalizing coercive control. New South Wales is the first Australian state to criminalize coercive control. And issues like that. And I understand the specific needs that diverse communities go through as well. Eligible faith and multicultural community-based applicants can apply for a one-off grant, minimum of $20,000 to $150,000. And the grant applications will opened on 13th of February and will close on 27th of March.
Right. So that is one aspect of it. The other is, why Liberal Party? Liberal Party se hi kyun?
Liberal Party skew because it aligns with my values, whether I worked with the individual people or in my life, whether I did the community development to a macro scale. From micro to micro interactions, I've always believed in building the capacity of whether an individual or a community. It's not about the dependency. I focused more on building the capacity of the people or the community. And that's what the Liberal Party is about, growing the economy, investing into the future, building the future. And that's where empowering the local communities. And that's where my views align with. The same thing. I'm part of that community. I represent the community, the young families. You know, I had two kids who goes to primary school, and the young, a lot of migrants, diversity, and I worked with the communities, and I've lived within the community for over 10 years. And I feel passionate to represent, and I'm here to hear every little voice of these communities.
If I were to ask you that, what is the one big challenge that you think is in front of you? Ek sabse badi chunauti jo aapke samne hai, wo kya hai?
Biggest challenge is, I actually don't feel it as a challenge. In fact, I actually feel it as a strength. But this is something the electorate where I'm standing for has actually never seen this before, and which opens the door for 50 other people to put their hand up in the future.
So Samantha, we wish you all the best and thank you for your time today.
Thank you, Vishali.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.